angels waging war in the unseen realm. Global events fulfilling biblical prophecy. Eternal life. What lies beyond mortality? From analyzing the paranormal from a biblical worldview to the discussion of cutting-edge science and technology, conspiracy, discovery, special investigative reports. Unafraid to explore the challenging issues facing humanity, welcome to another edition of Skywatch TV.
You have a ministry. You may not think you do, but you have a ministry right where you are. It may not look like this or like a preacher standing in a pulpit, but you have a ministry. And today we'll focus on one of the unique ways that you can minister where you are. Welcome to Skywatch TV, this web-exclusive program. I'm Derek Gilbert. Joining me today is a gentleman with a unique ministry, an outreach that some may say doesn't look quite like ministry. But again, the point is you minister where you are with the gifts you've been given. Joining us today from Milwaukee, or shall we say from Graceland by way of Milwaukee, Alan Gravine, a.k.a. Alvis. Alan,
hi.
Welcome to Skywatch TV.
Thank you.
We had the pleasure of meeting you in Colorado Springs last year at the Prophecy Watchers Conference, the Rocky Mountain International Prophecy Conference. Had the opportunity to sit and meet with you. And
we had dinner together, too.
We had dinner together with you, our good friend Eric Wemmer, and we'll give Eric a shout-out.
Hi, Eric. How you doing, buddy?
And you're back in our neck of the woods for the True Legends Conference. Sadly, won't be performing. But you know, talk about. I think people can tell looking at the way you've got your hair styled and
it is
the
real.
Color.
And Sharon, it is real. Sharon checked it out. Everybody, it is real. She wanted to make sure.
Yeah. How is it you got into the tell folks? I mean, this is what you do for a living. You are a professional Elvis impersonator,
Elvis tribute artist,
yeah,
tribute artist or impersonator.
A tribute artist sounds classier.
Okay, classier. It does sound classier, but yeah. Believe me, I do this only because the Lord gave me this talent. That's where it's at for me. I started when I was 8 years old. Falling in love with Elvis and his music.
Mm-hmm.
And my older sister, it's all her fault. And Julie, it's your fault. And she brought home the first Elvis records, and I was always mesmerized by Elvis at the Aloha from Hawaii. That's where I first really took off with what I do. And I fell in love with his music and listening to it. It just had a soothing effect on me because as a youngster, I had a lot of health issues with my stomach and all that and intestines and that, and this was a solace for me. But as I started singing more and more, my voice, as I was growing older, you know, your voice changes,
mm-hmm.
sounding more and more like Elvis, because I was that's what I was hearing all the time, just like like Derek or you probably sound a little bit like your mom and dad in some way because you were around that all your life.
Sure.
And that's how I developed this voice and singing like Elvis. And by the time I was 15, I had my first paid show in 1980. Mm-hmm. And it just grew for me. And more people wanted to hear me sing. More people wanted to see what I do and that. And my mother and grandmother and aunt made my first Elvis costumes. And that was a sight to behold.
I can imagine.
And it wasn't the professional thing. But from 1980 until like 2009, 2010, it was just a part-time thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And doing different places, different little openings of stores or whatever the case might be. And I did that. But then in 2010, my regular job, I was laid off permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my wife, Jackie, who I love so deeply. Hi, Jackie. Hi there. She's not with me today here.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do this professionally, full-time, because I had lost my job. And I'm going to tell you, when I lost my job, the Holy Spirit really spoke to me. I was on my knees in our bedroom crying out to God, not knowing what I was going to do for a living, because I didn't want to lose my home. I didn't want to lose what we had worked so hard for. And you know, it was just a tough stretch for us. My father-in-law had just passed away shortly before that. And here we are. Here we are at a crossroads. And it was like the Holy Spirit says, Alan, get on the phone. And an audible voice in my heart spoke to me, get on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I started calling different nursing homes, senior centers, adult, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever I thought would go and be interested in what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that. And in 2010, we had 80 shows from March until December, just from making phone calls. Now, as of this year, I get 255 shows, and I don't make phone calls anymore. People call me. And it's only through the grace of God that this is happening. But what I'm finding out is that what I do is bringing joy and pleasure to people who would not have that. When you go in to, say, for instance, a memory care unit or a nursing home, these people have nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We are so blessed as Americans with all that we have. Even the poor people in our country have it better than people, say, in Africa or whatever. But these people are the most forgotten.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, I hear stories from the caretakers, their family doesn't even come and visit.
Well, yes. My sister-in-law is a nurse who specializes in memory care and Alzheimer's units, and she will testify to that fact, that oftentimes people are put there because the family doesn't want the responsibility or can't handle the responsibility of dealing with. But beyond that, then they, as you say, they don't even then come to visit. And right. That is a tragedy. So I want to give people a look at what you do, and then we'll talk a little bit about specifically how you use your gift and ability as an outreach and how this can lead to other opportunities to perhaps witness and share the gospel. Gospel was, of course, and I know that there are questions about Elvis Presley and the life that he led. Certainly the way money can twist a personality around is something that we're all aware of. I mean, just look at some of the wealthiest and most famous of entertainers over the last 50 years or so. Michael Jackson comes to mind. Others who have just been warped into something completely unrecognizable by the influence of money. And so, yes, okay, we can agree that Elvis perhaps lived a life that we would not
be
hold up as an right. example for our children and grandchildren. But watch this. One of the things Elvis did a lot, and I think this goes back to his roots, it was perform a lot of gospel music. Now, again,
right.
we don't know the state of his heart, but that's a separate question.
That's between him and the Lord.
That's between him and the Lord. When you go out and perform, how often do you perform gospel, and how does this open, perhaps, opportunities to talk with people about Jesus Christ?
Well, what I do, almost always, I would say 98%, 97% of the time, always include at least one gospel number. And my favorite and many people's, How Great Thou Art.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, when Elvis, the backstory behind that is when Elvis recorded How Great Thou Art in 1966, he did the How Great Thou Art album. And a side note to all that is Elvis won three Grammy Awards, and they were only for his gospel and inspirational recordings, not
really?
For his rock and roll. He was nominated on a number of occasions, but never won a Grammy. All his Grammys were awarded to him for gospel and inspirational performance of How Great Thou Art, gospel album How Great Thou Art, and also the He Touched Me album, won Grammy Awards for his gospel recordings, and that those are his biggest recordings.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And there was a series done about the gospel music of Elvis about 10, 15 years back. It's tremendous. I highly recommend it, the gospel music of Elvis Presley. Again, Elvis did not lead an exemplary life, But I think he was thrust in. He didn't start out that way, but I think he was thrust into a world, as one man said, he couldn't get out of. And he could have gotten out of it if he would have reached out in the right way to the right people. But unfortunately, he had a lot of, as many celebrities do, yes people, so forth.
Well, it's as they say, the love of money is the root of all evil.
All evil.
And so when you've got somebody who is a meal ticket, like an Elvis Presley, you're going to attract a lot of people who will facilitate bad behavior if it makes them money.
Right.
And Elvis was
you and me would say he squandered his money, but Elvis was generous to a fault. He'd help anybody, anywhere. He'd read something in the local paper, I'm going to take care of that person, pay for all their medical bills, buy him a house, give him cars, cash. And that's how Elvis, because his theory was that it doesn't do any good to just sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it was. Like, you know, he'd go to the fairgrounds. He'd rent the whole thing out for all his friends, 50 people, everything free, movie theater, everything free, concessions, you know. That's how he was. And when he died, his estate was in debt, if you can believe it. And in today's money, Elvis generated over $1 billion in his lifetime. And he was broke at the end because he gave it all away.
Yeah.
He didn't believe in tax shelters. He didn't believe in that. He just believed in sharing what he had with others. He was like that, even as a youngster. And so I kind of am that way too. I and Elvis's life, in certain ways, parallel. And, you know, I'm kind of a loner, and Elvis was a loner. I like to share with what I have with others. Elvis was like that. And there's other ways, too. My wife would tell you, too. But the gospel music, for me, is an outreach with my shows, because I feel that when I'm performing, that I'm serving the Lord by sharing with the music, that music, witnessing to others. They know that I'm a Christian. I have people, they'll come and say, "You're a Christian, aren't you?" Yes, I am. The Lord is my Savior. He's the one who's given me these abilities and these talents. And if I don't use them correctly, he can take it away just as easily. But when I see the reactions on residents' faces or the activity director to say, "Alan, you don't know what you just did, what this meant to these people." And I guess it kind of, to some people, may sound a little morbid, but an example would be, I do a show at a regular customer. The mother passed away, and I had given her a scarf a couple months earlier. And the activity director, "I just want you to know, at her mother's funeral, the scarf was put in the casket with her mother because she loved you so." It brought me to my knees, tears. Having that kind of effect with what I do on others, it transcends everything. It transcends the sequin suits. It transcends the hair. It's always about the hair. But I just love the joy that I see on people's faces with what I do. I don't think I'm the best. I don't think I'm the worst. I get adulation from people with what I do, but I give it to God because that's where it should be. One of my pastors, like, he always says to me, when people give you that credit and everything, duck and point to the cross. And that's where it's at. And that's the thing I want to hear from the Lord on my day is, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
Amen to that. Duck and point to the cross. I like that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll continue our conversation with Alan Gravine, the Strictly Elvis Show from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, when Skywatch TV continues.
Could there exist a master blueprint from ancient times that is determining the events of modern times? Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind current events, including the rise and fall of leaders, governments, and even the presidents of the United States? Could a blueprint from the ancient Middle East actually foretell the events of our day so precisely it even reveals when these events must take place, down to the year and even the exact days? The master blueprint in the paradigm even revealed the date of 9/11, years before it took place. From Jonathan Cahn, best-selling author of The Harbinger, The Mystery of the Shemitah, and The Book of Mysteries, comes The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book to date, Jonathan Cahn opens up the master blueprint that is now unfolding before our eyes.
How has the paradigm already affected your life? And how will it impact your future? Khan takes you on a journey from Middle Eastern landscapes to Washington, D.C., from ancient palaces to the White House, from mysterious priests and priestesses to ruthless kings and queens, from gods and goddesses to prophets and holy men. What does the mystery reveal about what lies ahead? And what is the warning it contains? You will be stunned and amazed at the revelations contained in Khan's most explosive book yet. One thing is certain, once the veil is removed, you will never see the world in the same way again. Find out more when you read Jonathan Khan's The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times.
Are you ready for the best deal anywhere on Jonathan Khan's newest works? Now, while supplies last, when you purchase New York Times best-selling author Rabbi Jonathan Khan's brand new book, The Paradigm, from Skywatch TV, you'll receive an unprecedented special offer. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Ultimate Paradigm Collection. When you purchase Paradigm from the Skywatch TV store, you'll receive The Tales of a Wandering Prophet by author Hugh B. Sin, the minister who spoke to Jonathan Khan before he released his breakout book, The Harbinger, and prophesied that it would indeed become a New York Times bestseller before it actually happened. In this book, Hubie shows you how to hear from God and demonstrates how God can use anyone for His glory. You'll also receive Jonathan Khan's best-selling books, The Book of Mysteries and The Mystery of the Shemitah. But that's not all. In this incredible limited-time offer, we'll also include 2 full-length special presentations on DVD by Rabbi Jonathan Khan himself. In the 6 heavenly entities, Khan reveals how God chose to use the Hebrew language to communicate His word, and how the awesome reality of God is often diluted when the English language is the only one used to interpret Scripture. In The Cosmic Bride and Bridegroom, you'll discover that one of the greatest mysteries in Scripture is often clouded by common misconceptions regarding our relationship to Christ. Sold separately, this exclusive offer retails for more than $120. Yours now for only $29.99 plus shipping and handling. You won't find this collection anywhere else, so don't delay. Order the Ultimate Paradigm Collection now at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll find it. The link is at the website, skywatchtv.com. And, of course, if you've got a smartphone or tablet, we have an app for that. You can take us with you in your pocket or in your tablet. That's for the iOS, which is the iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch, Android phones and tablets, Windows Phone, and the Android Kindle, or rather the Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. I've got 2 of those. Love those for reading, but you can also get an app to watch Skywatch TV, all of our programs, including our daily news updates, Into the Multiverse, Sci-Friday, all of those, a free app, and you'll find the download link in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. Our guest is Alan Gravine. He is an Elvis tribute artist. His show is called The Strictly Elvis Show. Alan, you made a wonderful comment and attributing it to your pastor. You know, when someone gives you adulation because you do a good performance, And I think we feel the same way, and Josh would be the same when folks come up to it, just love your show. Well, praise God that He's given us an ability. Yeah, duck and give the credit to God. Yeah. Give Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He, for whatever his reason, has created us to do what we do here at Skywatch TV. He's created you to do what you do. I have a little experience in performing at retirement communities. The groups that I've sung with through the Barbershop Harmony Society over the years will do that very frequently, and especially the group that I sang with back in Illinois. And I'll give a shout out to the Coles County Barbershop Chorus in Charleston and Mattoon, Illinois. Tom and Tim Woodall, the directors, and they go out of their way to perform for retirees and people whose families may have forgotten them.
Shut in.
How often do your shows, how often, I mean, is that basically who you entertain most often?
I would say in 95%, 96%. Mm-hmm. I do some public events that are outdoors, you know, at wherever, festivals and that, but not that many. Mm-hmm. Because I think most of the people that do that, they want to see a live band. I'm doing karaoke. I've got specific tracks that, you know, are Elvis. And there's a new company that came out now that uses live instrumentation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of your karaoke tracks are MIDI synthesizer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but some of them are pretty good. It's hard to tell, but these people, EP Projects, big shout out to you, they do live instrumentation. Everything's live. The vocals,
mm-hmm.
the drums, the horns, everything, the strings, everything is live. And I think that they get it as close to a specific concert that Elvis did,
mm-hmm.
or live or studio recording that you can possibly get. And for the life of me, I can't tell the difference. And mm-hmm. I've been doing this. I'll tell everybody, I've been doing this since I was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That was 1973. Now you know how old I am. And so that's how long I've been following this. And that makes the performances easier
mm-hmm.
as a tribute artist, because it sounds so much like the original
mm-hmm.
that it's like you are stepping into Elvis's shoes and doing that. It actually raises a hair on your neck sometimes. Mm. It's so close. Mm.
Now, let's talk a little bit in a broader sense about how others can minister right where they are. For example, before coming to Skywatch TV, although I'd had a broadcasting background, I'd spent the previous 20 years, more or less, with a brief interlude, in sales. And the 4 years before coming here, in outside sales, where I was meeting anywhere from 8 to 12 people a day, 4 days a week. So I was coming into contact with a lot of people. And, well, you're a salesman. How can that be a ministry? Well, when the Lord prompts you and the Holy Spirit leads you, you can sense when somebody needs a word or comfort, or just asking a
right.
question can lead to opportunities to share.
Right.
There are other people out there. You say sanitation engineers, food service directors, people who are in customer service at a department store
right.
May say, well, okay, I'm not doing anything special. How can I be a minister? How can I have a ministry in what I do? What would you say to that?
I would say that God puts you in a place, specific place, for a specific reason and a specific time, for such a time as this. That's one of my sayings that mm-hmm. I like. And it depends. I was a custodial engineer
uh-huh.
for over 20 years. And God said, this is not where I want you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And as I discussed with you privately, I had an accident. And after the accident, I lost my job.
Mm-hmm.
And God spoke to me and said, you need, I really feel the Lord spoke, the Holy Spirit spoke to me in a tangible way. And this became, and I found out, because I am what you call your touchy-feely Elvis. I think that would be the correct terminology. I like to hold the hands of the ladies. I like to shake the hands of the gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that with my performances. And a lot of people aren't like that with what I do.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. They're standoffish. They're standbaggish. And there is, as I said, there can be a lot of ego in performing. And I try my hardest to stay away from that. As any profession, you have to have somewhat of an ego. But you got to remember that God is the one who gave you this. And if you focus on the Lord
mm-hmm.
and focus on what he's doing in your life, and as we say, duck and point to the cross with mm-hmm. the adulations and so forth, I think that's how you can view whatever you do, wherever you are, as a ministry. Even if you're laying in a hospital bed, you don't know that nurse, that doctor, that friend who comes in, the word of encouragement that you can give to them or what you can do for them will be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And don't underestimate God, because he's got a lot more power than we do.
Yeah.
And he knows a lot more stuff than we do.
Yeah.
And there can be a tangible way, no matter what you're doing. Now, when I was a custodial engineer, I guess I have to be honest, I don't think I did anything for anybody other mm-hmm. than earn a living. But when this opportunity full-time came for me back in 2010, it opened a whole new era. And like I said, I've heard from many people, Alan, you don't know what. I've heard that over and over and over and over. And that's God's doing,
mm-hmm.
not mine. He's the one who gave me what I do and how I do it. And I want to do it in a God-honoring way. And even though it's Elvis,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people in our Christian brothers and sisters may look down upon what I do, but please, I ask you, know me first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Elvis, but I don't do anything in a way that's not God-honoring, Christ-honoring. I do it in a way that honors the Lord and the sacrifice he made for us, all of us,
mm-hmm.
that if we call on him, repent, and ask the Lord for forgiveness, he is just and he will forgive us. But it's got to come from the heart, and it's got to be real. He knows it's real. As we said earlier, it's between you and God, mm-hmm. like Elvis is between him and God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his eternal destiny is, but Billy Graham mm-hmm. at first said, I would have let my daughter go across the street to see Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, I believe I'll see Elvis in heaven. That's what Billy Graham said. That's his own words.
Yeah.
And we don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know. But I do know that I need to continue on the path that I'm going, and God will lead the way. I'll follow his light. I'll follow what he does, like Moses did. Like mm-hmm. I told you,
yeah.
Moses is my favorite Exodus story. I'm obsessed with it as far as what Moses went through, what he did. I love that story, the story of Job. That's mm-hmm. my other one. And Daniel. Those are my Old Testament heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to follow in some small way in those footsteps. And whatever blessing I can give, be through God to others, that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm.
Alan Gravine is the man behind the Strictly Elvis Show out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Where do people find out more about your program? Your Facebook page, YouTube channel?
Facebook is the Strictly Elvis Show, and my website is thestrictlyelvisshow.com. You can find out where I post my public performances there. And on my page, you can find out about me. You see pictures of me, videos, where I'm going to be appearing. I don't do a lot of public appearances, maybe 15 or 20 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Where people are allowed, but what I'm finding out is a lot of the senior places that I go to, they are now allowing me to schedule my and letting some of my so-called groupies
come and
see, because you know what? These people are in their 60s and 70s,
yeah.
And this is a good outreach for the communities to say, hey, this is what we have if you ever need to find a new place to live.
Sure.
Our community is open for you.
Yeah.
And so that is opening there again, another avenue for me to express what I do and show what I do, but it's all opening an avenue for these other people too. Mm. They do car shows and so forth, and then they have me come, and then they have open house during that time.
Well, thank you for sharing your time with us today, and we look forward to seeing your performance a little later today.
God bless you.
And we thank you for watching as we keep watch. Remember, you have a ministry right where you are. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.